Before we start, it is important to say that the opinions expressed in the Shutter Sports podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. And as always, whether you agree or disagree, we invite you to join the discussion on Instagram at Shutter Sports Media or Twitter at Shutter Sports M.
And welcome back to the Shutter Sport podcast. I'm your host, Eli, and today I'm joined by
Miloš Dedić,
Austin Terry.
From the Little Leagues
to the pros.
This is your weekly sports show.
Welcome to the Shutter Sports Podcast.
Take a seat at the table as we discuss.
On today's episode, we will be discussing the upcoming F1 season. Here's how today's episode will work. We'll go around the table and recap last season, tell you everything you need to know heading into this one, and give our early predictions for this season. Okay, let's start with a recap from last season. What went all down? And from somebody who doesn't know much about F1, I'll start with the newcomer, Miloš.
Max Verstappen happened. I don't know what more you can say other than that. But Max Verstappen and Red Bull won every single race last year except one. They were dominant. You couldn't stop them. Honestly, there's nothing else you can say about last season other than Max Verstappen and Red Bull racing.
Yeah, the RB19 was unstoppable. I mean, other than the domination, we had Nyck de Vries just get stripped of his seat. Like, what was it, 10 races in? It was brutal. But it was for Daniel Ricciardo, so I think a lot of people just forgave that immediately. And McLaren had a massive turnaround from being almost dead last fighting Max Verstappen. Well, you say fighting Max Verstappen, but they're ahead of everyone else except for the Red Bulls.
Won a sprint race, so that's something.
Still no Lando win.
Lando Norris didn't win.
No, he did not.
Makes me very sad.
Oh, he should have won for Russia 2021.
Yeah, hopefully next season he deserves one.
He was still the newcomer last season, just seen as not really ready yet.
No, he was ready.
He was ready.
Fully. And again, Red Bull.
He would have won a race had the RB19 not have been as dominant as it was. Like, we had one smooth operation all year.
Yeah, if it potentially wasn't the greatest F1 car ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. That McLaren could have had at least 2-3 wins there throughout Norris and Piastri.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the entire, relative, like, news. The Alpine drivers fought in Australia.
The Battle of the French.
Yeah, and they're just... It wasn't the most action-packed season, despite what Drive to Survive makes it seem. I mean, we got the new Las Vegas track.
That was interesting. It was a good one.
It was interesting. It was...
significantly better than I think I and most people expected it to be.
It almost broke the Ferrari car.
It almost broke a lot of the cars with the potholes.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you get offered Vegas money, you take it. So, that was the extent of last season.
Yeah, whatever you look at, it's just Verstappen or Perez for a couple of
years. It was. Learn the Dutch national anthem. It will come in handy for you.
Okay, so moving on. Hopefully we have some more important things to happen this season, as it sounds like last season was very one note and one person dominating everything, one team. What are some predictions, or what's important to know heading into the upcoming F1 season?
Qualifying hasn't happened as we're recording this, so we don't know the true order of the cars. We've seen the free practices, and the Red Bull doesn't seem as dominant as it has been last year and previous years, so hopefully a Red Bull decline means a really interesting season where hopefully maybe we have a 2-horse, 3-horse race for the actual world championship instead of, a foregone conclusion before the season even starts. But that's to look forward to. A lot of contracts are ending and one's already been decided, and not for this season, but Lewis Hamilton in the next season after this will be joining Ferrari, which is huge. Last season with Mercedes, hopefully he wants to be in that world title race this year, but if he's not, then he thinks Ferrari can do that in the season after.
So for somebody who quickly doesn't know anything about F1, when you say contracts ending, These are drivers moving to different teams solely based off the decision of money and where the faster car is.
It's usually where they're what if they're good.
Yeah.
If they're good, they don't need to worry too much about their contract expiring because a team will want them. But say if you're bottom of the pack, your contract expiring, like Logan Sargeant got re-signed for this year, but he got given a lifeline because he was not at the pace he should have been. But he was a rookie, so I think he was in the Williams. So I think Williams gave him that kind of okay, we'll give you another year to settle in. You've had a year, show us what you can do. But if he doesn't perform again, we probably won't see him next year. And I don't believe, is there any rookies
this year? No.
No, I don't think so.
Same grid as last year.
Same grid as last year.
Bar for borrower. Except we have some team principals. Mm-hmm. Diners out. Oh. Goat. Drive to Survive. Legend. The man who made the show.
It won't be the same, honestly.
No, but I think even in testing, we saw Haas is still P19, P20.
Mm, yeah.
We'll get to it in predictions, but I have a prediction for Haas and their performances. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, honestly, like you were saying, I play Red Bull's advocate here. I think Perez said that there's still pace they haven't even showed during testing and free practice. I think they're going to come out in an hour and a half and just P1, P2.
Easily. Max got podium in FP3, so...
I think Max will set several sector and lap records this year.
Yeah, but if you're not...
It's going to look like it.
So any more important things you want to highlight heading into this season, Milos?
Yeah, there's a lot of actual name changes for each team. We have State Kick F1 Sauber, phenomenal name. And then my personal favorite, Visa Cash App Red Bulls Racing, or V-Carb.
Yeah, the V-Carb, man.
Racing Bulls, V-Carb, Cash App. There's seven different names for that team. An Aussie Honey Badger in the team that, for some reason, everyone still loves. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can't get behind it.
It's a strange one, the former AlphaTauri. I don't agree with having a junior team in F1. like I get they're able to look and they can afford it, why not? But it makes it so that one horse is automatically out of the race. So it's kind of just the V carb is there. Like it's
yeah, I feel
so
like they're slowly
the junior
been...
team is like all brand new drivers.
No.
The junior team basically. One of their drivers is Daniel Ricciardo. I'm not going to say he failed at Red Bull, which he had successful times.
Yeah.
But he sort of washed out of the Red Bull, the main team, went to Renault, went to McLaren. He's had some interesting career decisions aside, but like the Red Bull team, the sister team, basically just farms drivers from there. Like they can stash Ricciardo there. Some theories say that they bring him back for 2025 when Checo is out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. It's like Marmite. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people like it. But honestly...
That's great.
It's such a European reference.
No, but honestly, I think for the past like year or two, they've been trying to distance themselves from the from the Red Bull family. Like even V-Carb. Like when you hear that, you don't think of Red Bull.
No.
When you thought of AlphaTauri, maybe you didn't think of Red Bull just because it doesn't sound like Red Bull, but like you knew.
Yeah, but once you know, you know. It's one of those things. You can't keep it a secret too long. But it's...
I don't know. Liberty Media isn't stepping in and just blocking anything. So FIA.
I'm all for seeing V-Carb become its own thing instead of just a...
Andretti.
Yeah, exactly. They blocked that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But I can hope.
But yeah, it's just not too much to look for other than the top of the standings in the looking forward to, important to know. It's shaping up to hopefully be a good season. We had three drivers top practice, so that's a good sign. But, free practice doesn't really tell you anything. People sandbag heavily in Bahrain.
I think that's what Red Bull's been doing. I can't even lie.
Yeah, I feel like they've probably paid Max a little bit more to throw on his acting shoes and just be like, oh, this car is bad. Like, but yeah, so hopefully it's a very, very close title race. And if it isn't,
I think it'll be a close second, third, fourth best of the rest race.
Yeah.
But I think it's another Red Bull wash. Maybe not to the extent that we saw last year.
I mean, but yeah, the Formula One experts on the Formula One page all predicted Red Bull domination again. So, I mean...
I think anyone could have predicted that. I can't...
Easy way to, That's the easy prediction, you know. Go with who dominated last year.
Yeah, but if you're a betting man, put the money on Max Verstappen and Red Bull.
And now, finally, let's hear about some predictions for this upcoming season. We'll start with Milos.
I'm gonna put in a format where I have like one safe one, and then like a kind of medium dangerous one, and an extreme one.
Can you do the same, Austin?
Yeah, I'll do the same.
So we'll start with
go safe to extreme.
We'll go safe to extreme.
Soft, medium,
so
we'll
take turns between you two. Okay. So Milos, with your safe take.
My safe one: Lando Norris wins a Formula One Grand Prix.
Yeah, that sounds right. The safe one, it's probably a Red Bull finishing somewhere in the top three in the top two in the constructors and driver standings.
That might be the safest one of all.
That is the safest one.
And now for medium, we'll start with Austin.
My medium one is Williams take a jump and start scoring points regularly, like midfield where Alpine are almost. I mean, if it's not this year, it'll be next year, I think.
Yeah. Albon's looked good.
You're good.
I have high hopes for him. And for my medium one, Daniel Ricciardo has no seat for 2025.
Ooh.
I think it's time.
Yes.
V-Carb needs to get with the new generations. Ricciardo doesn't fit the driver development program anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's ancient. I'm sorry to say, a lot of Ricciardo fans, but it's time to go.
And now for some extreme thoughts that hopefully get the online discussions going at Shutter Sports Media and at Shutter Sports M.
I kind of mentioned earlier, but I think the writing's on the wall. Günther Steiner left. Team's not been performing since, 2016?
Yeah, it's been long.
Gene Haas will sell Haas F1 to Andretti. It's something Andretti's been denied already by F1, two times? Two different ways?
Yeah.
I don't see Haas burning money anymore.
No.
It can't be profitable. It's not a good look for his brand.
No.
If you think of Haas, you think of dead last.
And they probably already lost a lot of money. Well, not a lot of money, but a lot of fans, which generates to money.
And money, too. I think they're burning money at this point.
When Günther Steiner's departure got announced, because a lot of people liked Haas almost purely because
of him. Günther, yeah. There were more Günther fans than there were Haas fans.
They're two drivers. They're good drivers. They're not the most entertaining people in the world, but shout out Kevin Magnussen for connecting with me on LinkedIn, by the way.
Yeah.
But Kevin Magnussen connected with me on LinkedIn.
That was a crazy text I got from Austin. And now just says mutual.
That's
second.
Such a first year university student thing. Connected with me on LinkedIn.
Let's go. But I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Haas down the line, honestly.
Yeah. I hope so. It's not good for the sport just to have them be complacent at the end, buy their parts off the shelf. And Andretti wants to put money. They have the Cadillac deal. There's high hopes.
Yeah, hopefully that will work.
And now for your extreme prediction, Austin.
My extreme prediction for this year. I've kind of got, two. If Logan Sargeant still doesn't perform, we see Liam Lawson.
Ooh.
Enter the grid this year. And the second one is Mercedes give Lewis Hamilton the car again this year, and he is up there and maybe wins his eighth. It's a questionable one, but considering how slow they've been for the past 2 years, but it's an extreme prediction. Might as well go with it,
Yeah, fair.
A lot to gain and nothing to lose with that prediction, Austin.
Yeah.
Either you seem like
a genius or it was extreme.
I think Hamilton's definitely going to be on that final, the last dance kind of mentality there.
He's
been a McLaren, but his life in F1 has been with Mercedes.
He's
a silver arrow through and through.
Yeah.
Well, until he goes to Manila.
The story of if you watch Drive to Survive, he knew he was leaving that entire time. The mannerisms, the way he was talking, and I know Netflix likes to make it seem that way, but you can only make it seem that way so much before you start realizing what's true or what's not. And it was
There was a rumor halfway through this season last year in the paddock. There's Hamilton with Ferrari, he's gone.
Yeah,
he dismissed it. The team dismissed it.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, on a random, I woke up.
Yeah,
I thought it was a parody account. I sent it to you. I couldn't believe it.
I saw what's the name? I saw something. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was George Russell talking about how he found out, and apparently, like, he had just left Toto's house and Lewis had just come in for like a meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
And about an hour later, he gets a call like, "You won't believe what Lewis just told me from Toto." And it's, I mean, it's a good opportunity for George.
It is. No, I think I'm gonna throw another medium prediction out here. Russell beats Hamilton.
I think that's doable. Yeah.
In qualifying and in actual race results and points.
Does that not overrule the take you? Like your extreme take?
My extreme
one?
That's kind of like...
But it's a lot more reasonable than it is.
That's pretty much... Like, if we're going based off my take, that's saying, like, George Russell's going to win a world title. But I think it's more just
wager on these takes.
I'm poor, mate.
No, not money. Oh.
Punishments on the takes.
Pie to the face.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Wait, so on what takes?
On the
Lewis Hamilton.
If the extreme one works, like
if Lewis Hamilton,
if he wins his eighth,
wins the 2024 Drivers Championships, I get a pie in the face.
Yeah, and if what was your extreme one?
And if Haas sells,
I'll sell their team. I'll take a pie in the face.
And if
well.
Neither happen, we pie Eli.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll take that
deal. Yeah.
we've shook on it.
Alrighty, so are there any final thoughts you guys want to share to close out the podcast?
Lando Norris should have switched to full wets in Russia 2021.
Oh, we could go on for ages about that one.
Yeah.
That's
Please do go on for ages.
let's pull back to this
just
season.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What's your? Do you want to go through each team quickly and say who's gonna win? Okay.
Yeah. Which driver is gonna be better than the other?
Okay, so we're gonna start with Mercedes.
George Russell beats Lewis Hamilton.
Extreme prediction, Lewis wins his eighth. Or
you gotta stick with that now.
And he beats George. If it's the right card, Lewis is a better driver than George.
Will I end up with a pie to the face and neither of these things happen?
Yeah, most likely.
It's the more probable chance.
Odds are good. Odds are good.
Over to Alpine.
Alpine. Ooh, once again, the French Civil War right here. This could go either way.
It could. I feel Pierre Gasly is the better driver.
He is.
But honestly, I can see Pierre winning that battle, but also there could very well be a physical fight.
There could be a physical off the track in the paddock, but there could also be Pierre puts his front left into Ocon's.
Oh, they'll definitely collide again. 100%.
Yeah.
The way Ocon and Gasly both race like against each other, it's insane.
It's in general, but especially when they're going into the turn with each other, it's all bets are out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think back you, Gasly takes that.
And now for Haas.
Bit of a boring one, but yeah, I'm going K-Mac and going with my best friend.
honestly, it's a battle between P19 and, well, actually, I'll give him a range, P17 to P20. They're down there.
There are certainly drivers worse than K-Mag.
Yeah. And no, he's a great driver. It's just what you can't with a car that's built from the team's gone to Walmart and they've picked parts off the shelf. there's not much you can do there. They will finish last, but Magnussen will finish less last than Hulkenberg.
Yeah.
Red Bull Racing.
That's not VCarb, is it? That's the actual
one.
That's the actual one.
Say with me on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen.
There's no physical way he loses to Checo. And honestly, if Checo doesn't step up with his performances,
he's gone.
We don't see him next year. Honestly,
That could have been a good.
We all love the Mexican Minister of Defense. It's got to be Max Verstappen. There's no other.
that might be the easiest decision.
It would have to be a monumental talent fall off for Max Verstappen to lose this.
Now for McLaren.
That's gonna be a close one.
That will be very close. Oscar
Piastri has the minerals.
He does.
He's a generation.
I think
talent.
This year I'll give it to Lando.
Yeah, like, still.
But next year it could very well be Oscar.
This is gonna be a matchup. I hope, and not even actually matchup. Yeah, because your biggest competition is your teammate.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a pairing, and yeah, like I said, a matchup that I hope goes on for years because it's amazing to watch, and they seem to be. You know, like you have the Alpine kind of drama, but they seem to be good friends. But I think Norris edges it out by a couple races.
It'd be interesting to see, say, if if there was another Hamilton Rosberg situation, but like for McLaren.
No, I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening, but it'd
Oscar's
be
too quiet for
I'd love to see what would happen
yeah.
in an actual title fight.
Next we have Aston Martin.
3, 2, 1.
Fernando Alonso. It's that Lance Stroll, and honestly, it has to be the former world champion.
Yeah. Your dad being rich still doesn't give you.
No. I mean,
He's a great driver.
He deserves to be on the grid, but on that good of a team is a question mark. He's a nice guy, though.
Great guy. Canadian, local hero. But it is Fernando Alonso at the end of the day. I think, honestly, other than 2 or 3, 4 drivers on this grid, Fernando would clear it in any car against a different driver.
Yeah.
A V-carb?
Yuki Tsunoda.
I'm going to go Danny Ric. As much as, you know, that car isn't exciting to watch, it's but Yuki's very good. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. But I feel like Danny Ric somehow got his swagger back, and
yeah, he was good in testing.
That will do him well. And honestly, he's fighting for that Red Bull seat. He wants what Checo has.
His time has passed.
His time might have passed, but if he can not fraud his way, but like mask his way to that Red Bull seat, I feel like that's his plan. So he wants that. And honestly, with a honey badger with swag is someone who can win a race somehow.
But I think the team's also got the swag back. Like look at the livery right now. This is peak Toro Rosso.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Now on to Ferrari.
Leclerc. Easy.
I'm going with Sainz.
Really?
If the car keeps having troubles and, you know, all that, Carlos won a race last year.
He did.
He's the only person that wasn't a Red Bull to win a race.
He's also guaranteed to be out of that seat after the season.
So he's got to perform for somebody. Like, yeah. He's got to put on a show.
We'll move on now to Kick Sauber.
Or kick steak in a couple countries because of gambling regulations.
True.
Which, honestly, my favorite part about the sport is every couple of races, all the gambling sponsors have to get taken off the car, the name.
Oh, for
for laws, yeah.
Bottas.
I'm going to say Zhou Guanyu.
I'm not a big Guan Yu believer.
No?
I'm not. I feel like he'll be out of F1 in a couple of years. I mean, he's decent, but there is no step up for him. Like, he can only go up.
Yeah,
but I don't
what
see him
team
getting
is
into
take
a better
him, yeah.
car. Yeah, the options.
Audi 2028.
Audi, that could
26. What is 28?
20. When does Audi?
It's 28. No, that seems too far though.
I think it's 2025.
It's not 2025.
Or 2026. It's 2026.
New engine regs.
Taking over from Sauber Works.
Yeah, but apparently that might be up in the air.
Yeah,
Audi boss is skeptical. They're not selling enough cars to be able to fund an F1 team because F1 teams burn money.
Audi. Yeah,
isn't selling enough. That's surprising.
Audi isn't selling enough cars
a lot of money.
And yeah, it's crazy that Red Bull and energy drinks company can just basically run a team for the lulz, for the memes.
Red Bull's marketing though,
yeah, it's
genius.
Crazy.
They completely took over like the F1 entire team, segment of the drink world.
F1 team is just pure marketing.
Yeah,
it fits their marketing so well too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like McLaren's 100 sponsors on their car, like
LED screens.
Yeah,
and the final team with the most boring name, Williams.
I think that's an easy one.
Alex Albon.
Yeah,
that is
Albano.
He's the better driver by a mile.
Oh, yeah,
deserves a better car than he has.
He could be in that Red Bull seat after if Checo gets the boot after this year.
I don't know if he takes that back because of what they did to him last
time. Well. Aside from would he take it?
Yeah,
I think he should get it.
He could take it. It's up for. I think it's between him, Danny Ric, and probably like a random young driver.
They've wanted Lando for some time.
They have, but
so I don't see
that contract buyout would be a lot of money for them. Like,
but they have the money.
They do have the money. But I think Zach Brown would be holding Lando's ankles.
Like, yeah, no, they're not letting him go. No.
He'll leave on his own time.
Okay, so we talked about, we did a little bit of a recap from last season, what's important heading into this upcoming F1 season, and then some predictions. Thank you for joining us on the Shutter Sports Podcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts, and don't be shy to join the discussion on any platform, at Shutter Sports Media. Until next time, I'm Eli, joined by
Milos Zedic,
Austin Terry,
And this has been the Shutter Sports Podcast.